You are standing in front of the entrance to the basilica. If you look up above the door, you will see the tympanum. This is set in an arch carved with a three-layered checkered pattern. In the centre is Christ in majesty, seated on a low classical throne. He is making a sign with his left hand and has the scriptures open on his knee. He has a halo marked with a cross around his head and is set into an almond-shaped frame called a mandorla, which symbolises his majesty. The mandorla is held by two evangelists identifiable by their usual symbols, St Mark with a lion on the left and St John and his eagle on the right. The two other evangelists are rather awkwardly squeezed into the free space on either side. These are St Matthew, holding a man on the left, and on the right, St Luke and the bull. Above them, two angels are worshipping Christ with incense. Above the tympanum are two concentric mouldings resting on columns carved with statues. On the left, we can identify Saint Just, Saint Just, and on the right, Saint Pastor, two young Spanish martyrs who are wrongly dressed, one as a priest and the other as a deacon. The capitals above the statues depict their martyrdom, the one on the left showing Saint Just being beheaded, and on the right, the arrest and torture of Saint Pastor. Behind Pastor, on the right, the female character is no doubt Saint Helen, the mother of the Roman Emperor Constantine. Tradition has it that she discovered the remains of the true cross and that the church at Valcabrère had a relic of this. Above her, the capital shows a woman dressed as a pilgrim, about to get on a horse held by a bearded servant armed with a stick and carrying a small cask. Behind them is an angel surrounded by foliage, who seems to be encouraging the two travellers. Could they be pilgrims? Very probably. Could it be St. Helen herself, setting out for the Holy Land? Perhaps. The young man in the background and to the left is easy to identify thanks to the stoning scene on the capital, and, as we shall see later, on the act of consecration of the church. He is the deacon St. Stephen, the first Christian martyr. These figures, in the same style as those of the evangelists on the pillar in the cloister at Saint-Bertrand-de-Comminges, mean we can date this door to the very end of the 12th century.